There's no doubt that the art of the crooner had a golden age, one that sadly we're no longer in. Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and their peers have always been great storytellers who had great songs to work with. And it's tempting to say we won't see their like again, but luckily we have singers like Dana Land who know where these folks were coming from and have the skills and understanding of the music to bring it to life. Dana's performing at our Atherton studio this weekend, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
You've always loved this kind of music, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. This is the music that I perform all the time, popular jazz.
And it doesn't really get old. I mean, you know, a lot of these songs were recorded in the 50s and the 60s, right?
Right. No, to me, and that's why we're doing the concert, is to highlight these legendary crooners that we've all come to know and love, mm-hmm. and the songs that they recorded that have stood the test of time and endured the years. And they're all, you know, so fun to perform, like Mambo Italiano and The Best Is Yet to Come and Stepping Out with My Baby, that old Black Magic. Fly me to the moon, mm-hmm. you know, out on the plains, down in Santa Fe. You know, so, I mean, just so many fabulous tunes. And with a great band, there is no holding me back.
Well, nobody wants to hold you back. That's the point, right?
Well, I'm delighted to be doing this show here at my favorite venue here at Atherton Studio. So thrilled about that, and we look forward to having a nice full crowd.
One of the things that these singers that you're talking about, and you're talking about Sinatra and Mel Torme and Tony Bennett, one of the things that they all seem to have was access to great songs that had that were in themselves little plays, because I see you as having a lot of theater in your work. Accurate to say?
I would say so, yeah. You know, bringing the song to life is important, mm-hmm. and, you know, communicating the feel, the emotion of the song that's appropriate, I think is, yeah, definitely important as an entertainer. Yeah. I'll be doing a tune that was actually written by Mel Torme for his moon-themed album back in the early 60s called Swingin' on the Moon, and the lyrics are just so fabulous. And it's one of those hidden gems. Mm-hmm. So to be able to perform that and bring it to people's attention is definitely one of the things that I love to do.
All the songs on that album have the moon in them?
Yes, yes. How High the Moon, Don't Let the Moon Get Away, Yellow Moon, yeah.
Just that old Devil Moon, I hope.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that one is on there. It should
that's
be.
That'd be a good song for you, you know. That's a great song.
I actually recorded that on my first CD.
You did?
I did. And in fact, our darling gal over there was just, kind of, that was the intro.
Oh, well,
yeah.
There you go.
We did as a Latin, kind of a Latin rhythm.
You know, we've got another year. I guess this is your second CD, and I want to play a little excerpt from a song from Damn Yankees, Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets.
Okay. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind.
That's a perfect example to me, Dana, of the kind of song you like, because that has to be as much acted as sung.
Yeah, I mean, certainly.
The whole you like that sultry vibe, right?
I like every vibe. I love to do it all. I love humorous songs. I love straightforward songs. I love, you know, funk songs. I mean, I really do love to do it all. And I do love to have the audience join me as well on a couple of tunes. So that will be part of the program on
Saturday. What's a good tune for an audience to get the audience to get over its self-consciousness and join in with you.
Yeah, well, I love Cab Calloway's Heidi Ho Man because it's the perfect call and response tune.
That it is.
Right? And it's just, it's fun and it's easy for the audience to sound great and to be, you know, part of the whole package of fun.
Do your audiences, do they come to your shows pretty familiar with this material? I mean, some of it is more familiar than others. Some songs more familiar than others, yeah.
I think most of them do. Yeah, most of them are jazz lovers who kind of seek it out. You know, we don't have a lot of venues on this island that are offering great jazz. So, you know, our audience is small, but they're mighty. So they do tend to show up at the concerts.
Yeah, we probably have a lot more skilled jazz players than we do have places for them to perform.
Sadly true.
But I think you're absolutely right about the jazz audience being exceptionally loyal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Because they just know how precious this craft is.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I would love to see some children in the audience, actually. And in my promo, I've been encouraging, you know, families and moms and grandparents to bring young children. Because this is America's indigenous art form, and it's so creative, and it's so fun, and it's got that improvisational element.
Yeah.
And, you know, in fact, I have taken jazz presentations into the schools, and it's very important to get the kids, you know, aware of America's music.
And they take to it when you present it, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they get right into the groove of it. And, you know, of course, this umbrella of jazz is very wide, and we have a lot of different kinds of influences and rhythms that play into, you know, Dixieland jazz and funk jazz and straight ahead jazz and vocal jazz and bebop jazz. And, I mean, it goes on. And it's such a fun, creative, expressive form of music that I'd love to see being taught in schools.
Someday, maybe.
Yeah.
You do give me hope for the future, though, Dana.
Well, thank you, Chris. You're sweet.
Thanks
yes,
for coming
I will
in.
Carry the torch.
Please
yes.
do.
There's a few of us doing it. And we're so, you know, with the Blue Note Club here now, I mean, this will just sort of elevate people's awareness, I think, of jazz, which is
fabulous. Vocalist Dana Land will perform at HPR's Atherton Studio on Saturday in a tribute to the songs of Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Dean Martin, Mel Torme, and Bobby Darin. She'll be accompanied by Tommy James on piano, Rocky Holmes on saxophone, flute and clarinet, Alika Lyman on bass, and Von Baron on drums.
Look around. If you look, then you will see how to love. Life is paradise, all together. What game shall we play today?